Welcome back to Marketing Without Socials for Moms. I'm your host, Andrea Singletary, social media optional business strategist and homeschooling mama of two. This is the podcast for moms in business who are done with building their success around an app and finally make social media optional. Each week, I'll show you how to stay visible, generate leads, and sign your dream clients through long-form content, email marketing, and collaborations. So you'll have a marketing system made for your real life. All right, let's jump into today's episode. Hey, mama. So this episode is going to kind of be like my unfiltered thoughts and just sharing a little bit of like behind the scenes of what's been going on with me and in my business. So this year has really been a year of growth, a year of going deeper in my relationship with God, but really learning to trust Him and surrender my business to Him. When I started my business back in 2021, I went hard. Like, I have always been very ambitious, very driven. I've always, you know, carried myself a certain way and done things a certain way, gone over and beyond, above and beyond, over the top, because that's just who I am. A big part of it is me recovering from perfectionism. And probably it started like earlier this year, the Lord had just started really convicting me about the way I've really overcomplicated things in my business. I wasn't really leaning on Him. I was doing things the way that I thought they should be done and really kind of leaning into my own knowledge, my own expertise, and my own quote-unquote wisdom, which is not really mine because we know wisdom comes from the Lord. And so He really just showed me how I have been doing the most over these past few years. And it's really left me frustrated. It's left me burnt out, just really like trying to make things happen in my own will. You know, I had these goals that I was pursuing. They weren't goals that I submitted to the Lord, or they weren't goals given to me by the Lord. They were just things that I put on myself that, oh, I need to achieve this. I need to do this. And it really just has left me exhausted and frustrated and burnt out. And so the Lord has really brought me to a place where I'm letting go. I'm tired of forcing things and trying to make things happen. But also, I wasn't being honest about my season of life. You know, I'm recording this in September, but this is going live in October. So in September, we started homeschooling. We started our homeschooling journey and everything. And leading up to us starting this, it really just became apparent that I had to do things different. I had to release some things. I had to really shift things in my business to better support my current season of life. And it really required me to really trust God, because a lot of the decisions I had to make were really hard ones. They were scary ones, because it's just like, I don't know how this is going to work out. I don't know how I'm going to bring in the income that I want to bring in by releasing so many things. And I just had to let go, you know? So I'm going to share some of like what I have had to release and just kind of like shifts that I'm making in my business. Again, this is kind of like raw, unfiltered thoughts. This isn't like a perfectly curated episode or anything like that. I'm kind of just like riffing off the top of my head, so bear with me. But kind of like what I've talked about a little bit already is that I have really been navigating overcoming becoming like or being a perfectionist. And I think a big part of it is that I wanted to come off a certain way, but also too, like, I'm going to be real. As a Black woman, even since I was a young girl, I've always had to prove myself. I've always had to be better than the best. And even then, I was still questioned. I was still had certain things questions. I still remember as a young girl, you know, I outperformed one of the top students in my school. This black girl outperformed the girl. She was my best friend. She was Asian. I like scored better than her. And so that came into question. Did you cheat? What did you do differently? How did you outperform her? It wasn't just taken on the merits of like my own skill set or anything like that. And so I think because I have dealt with that since I was a child, it's just been with me throughout my life. Like even in different positions, like in jobs that I worked before I started my business, I always had to prove myself. I always had to go above and beyond to really demonstrate that I am this professional, I am capable and different things like that. And so that spilled over into my business. And so I was so focused on trying to make sure I appeared a certain way that I, in a lot of ways, I wasn't really seeking God or hearing from God on the things that I need to be doing in my business. And so now I'm in this place where I just want to be led by God. Like, bottom line, I have to be led by God. And I have to do things differently because he's called me to homeschool my kids. And it's a lot. It is a lot. I love it. I love being able to pour into my children. And I've had people tell me, you know, oh, you're making a sacrifice. And I don't see it that way, but I do get how it is a sacrifice in the sense of there are certain things that I'm giving up to be able to do this. But at the end of the day, my family is my top priority. At the end of the day, I'm always going to choose my family first. And so that's why, like, I don't see it as a sacrifice, but it means that I do have to do things differently. And just because I'm doing things differently, it doesn't make me less professional. It doesn't say anything about me, you know, it doesn't discredit what I've accomplished. It doesn't discredit my skill set, my knowledge, and different things like that. And I was actually talking to one of my best friends about this. And, you know, I was just reflecting and I was telling her, I was like, you know, I've been doing the most these past few years in my business. And I turn around and I look at other people in the online space, you know, they have this amazing brand. They have, you know, this messaging that is very on point, you know, really speaking to their ideal clients. But then when you actually go to work with them, you're left disappointed. You're frustrated. They don't deliver on their promise. They don't help you achieve the results that they say they're going to help you achieve. They don't give you the time or energy that you thought you were going to get for them based on how they were pursuing you prior to you handing over your money. And one thing I know is that I'm not like that. You can ask any of my clients. When you work with me, I deliver. I don't like you give me your money and then I ghost you. I don't do that. I want to see you win. I want to see you succeed and everything like that. And so that was something I had to remember too, that just because I'm doing things differently doesn't mean my client experience or how I fulfill for my clients that that's going to be less or anything like that. You know, they're still going to get those results. I'm still going to see things through for them and support them every step of the way. And so it was just a really good reminder for me. And just like, again, I've just kind of been doing a lot of reflecting and I'm sharing this with you because maybe that's you. Maybe you've been doing all of these things and you're exhausted. Maybe you're questioning if you should even keep going with your business. And if that's the case, like if you're a believer, I highly, highly recommend that you bring these things before God. Really just pour your heart out to him. and then just sit and listen and allow him to speak back to you. Because we can get so caught up in, again, trying to hit this goal, trying to achieve these certain things, trying to execute certain things. And we get so caught up in the act of doing that we're so distracted by those things that we're not able to hear God. There's too many distractions and we're not able to hear his voice. And so get quiet before him. Pour your heart out to him and ask him, what does he want for your business right now in this season? What does he want you to be focusing on? What does he want you to be doing? And he will give you that clarity. And one of the things I'll say is, like, it may not make sense. Most likely what he tells you is not going to make sense. You're going to be like, that don't make sense, God. Like, I don't know about that. But I'm telling you to trust him, because if you're not experiencing peace right now, if you just feel like you're in the midst of chaos, if you're exhausted, burnt out, stressed out, that's not of God. You need to listen to him and do what he says so you can have that peace. Because I don't know about you, but I'm not about to build a business that's stressing me out, stealing my joy, taking, like, literally sucking the life out of me. I'm not going to do that. I want peace. I want joy. And I want to make sure that I'm actually doing the things that God has called me to do. Like, a lot of the things that we do on our own without consulting God, without seeking God, is just busy work, and it doesn't actually move the needle forward. It just drains you. And we get so caught up looking at what everybody else is doing and thinking we need to do those things too. And so we put this pressure on ourselves to keep up appearances, to do these things, when it's not in alignment with what God has called us to do. So what I am doing, I am moving into my tunnel vision era, because I'm exhausted trying to do it all like everyone else. I am keeping my eyes on God and doing the things that he wants me to do, even when it doesn't make sense. Even when it doesn't make sense. Because I know at the end of the day, if I'm doing what God is telling me to do, he's going to honor that. And so he's going to allow the right people to find me. He's going to allow the right people to come into my world and work with me. I can trust him to do that as long as I'm walking in obedience. So that was kind of like my little riff there. But to kind of just share a little bit about what I'm doing differently in this season of business. So one way I'm doing things differently is with my offer suite. So last year, I stepped away from, like, the service-based side of my business. I leaned more into doing more coaching and strategy and everything like that. And honestly, I miss it. I've, like, tested out a few offers here and there, which they were fun. But I'm really just seeking God on building out that side of my business. I know I don't want to go back into podcast production, just because with my current capacity, I would have to hire a team. And it's just not something that I'm in the headspace to do right now. It's not really my thing right now. As much as I love, like, podcasting and everything like that. And so I'm really seeking God about that. I have some ideas that I'm praying on right now that would be a lot of fun and I know are much needed. So for right now, I'm really just focusing on growing the Social Media Detox Club. That is my baby. That is the offer that I'm ultimately trying to make my main thing, which I know it's crazy. Like, you'll hear people say, like, oh, you shouldn't focus on membership. It takes too long to grow unless you have a huge audience, yada, yada, yada. This is an offer that I know came from God, like the idea and even just how I've built it out. And we hit a year back in June. And it's an amazing offer. Even you can talk to my current club members. I still have members who they joined when I first launched it. I'm focusing on growing that. But I'm also have been doing some contract work, which has been a lot of fun. So one of my former clients, I've joined her team and have been supporting her with some OBM services. She's basically offers OBM support, but more so I've been providing email copywriting. So writing emails, so nurture emails, newsletters, sales emails for her clients. And it's honestly been so much fun. I really love writing emails. I love writing my own emails. And so being able to like step in and write emails for her clients, you know, capturing their voice and really being strategic with how we are approaching these emails, really looking at like their offer suites and their goals and different things like that. It's been a lot of fun. So that's kind of like what I'm doing right now with my offer suite. Really just have kind of simplified things again because of the season of life I'm in. And I'm not going to complicate things. I'm not going to do my own thing because I've been doing that and it's just been stressful. So the things like the ideas that I do have for offers, I'm really just laying them at the feet of Jesus. And I'm just like, Lord, you show me what to do. Like I can come up with an idea every 30 seconds, but it doesn't mean it's an idea that I should be executing right now or should be executing at all. And so really just wanting to be in alignment with where God is taking me, with what he wants me to focus on, how he wants me to run this business and everything. So stay tuned. You may be seeing some new offers dropping. If anything, my Social Media Detox Club members will be the first to know. I actually just dropped something new in the membership that I'm having them test out because I want to sell it as a digital product. I loved putting it together. It is so good. So yeah, just you know, keep your eyes on things or, you know, listening out on the podcast. And yeah, you'll know what's going on with my offers and how I can support you. Now, the other thing I'm doing is, which is, I can't believe I'm doing this. I am scrapping my email list and I'm starting over. If you follow me on Threads, you may have seen my post about deciding to leave Kit and move to Flowdesk. And so I've already started that process. It was a hard decision because I've been with Kit for, I think, at least 3 years, maybe almost 4 years. I've been with them for a while now. And although the price increase, it does suck, I wasn't so upset about that. I was more upset about how they did it. Not to go too much into it, but I felt like they really didn't honor their loyal customers, the ones who have been there, that just been with them for years, but have also brought them a lot of business. Like I know I have brought several people over to Kit because I get that affiliate payout. But it was just really just how it was done. It just made me feel like they really don't care about their people. And seeing how Flowdesk handled their price increase and even not just opening up to their current customers, but the public like saying, hey, join us by this time, lock in this price for life. That's how you do it. That's how you treat people. But anyways, I decided that I'm not gonna, you know, export my list from Kit and then import it into Flowdesk. And the reason why is that I want to start fresh. I started that email list, my gosh, back when I first started my business. And if you've been in my world for a while, you know there's been a lot of pivots and shifts with the messaging and my title and how I support and different things like that. And so I want a fresh start. I want to regrow my email list. But really implementing the things that I've learned over the years. Like I know better. I've learned so much in everything. I even created a new lead magnet, which is a quiz. It's called the What's Your Visibility Vibe. It's 90s theme, so much fun. I will make sure to link that. So that's how people can get on my email list now, is by taking that quiz. But I'm in this new era and everything. And so I want to start over with my email list. Like, I did send out an email to the people who are on my Kit email list, letting them know and giving them the opportunity. Like, if they want to continue to be in my world, they have the opportunity to join. So I did do that, you know, just to like, but I didn't go on and on about it. I just sent one email and that was it, like keeping it simple. But yeah, I'm excited to do this. I'm excited to, I don't know, it just, it feels fun. I've been having so much fun in Flowdesk too. Like, oh my gosh. I love their email templates. I love the font choices because I hated the fonts in Kit. I hated the templates in Kit. Like, it was so outdated. And Flowdesk has just been, it's been so amazing. Like, just getting everything set up and having so much fun. So that is another shift. The other shift that you may or may not have noticed is that last month when I brought the podcast back, I did not resume adding the show notes to my website. Now, I know that having those show notes, it really does help with SEO. I know that it's like, I tell my clients, like, yeah, you should be doing it, but I just don't have the capacity to commit to that right now. Like, yeah, I have the templates and stuff in place and whatnot, but it's like, it's just another step. And so that was something like I brought before the Lord and he gave me the permission to release me from that. Now, will I eventually go back to doing it? Maybe. I don't know. But right now I'm just like, I'm good. Like, I'm putting out this content and people are finding my podcast. Like, in September, I had lots of downloads. I had new people discover my podcast. Like, I had days where like people were downloading over 100 episodes. And this was without me having, you know, the show notes on my website for those episodes and stuff like that. So I'm not about to stress myself out about it. Like I said, when I have the time and capacity to go back to doing it, I will, but I'm just choosing to simplify. And that's what I really need in this season of life. So to kind of bring this all home, some of the things that I really want to stress here is that, like, as a mom in business, we don't have to do things like everyone else. And I know that that can feel like, oh my gosh, I'm missing out. Oh my gosh, I'm missing this step where I'm not, you know, going to be able to hit my goals because I'm not doing it this way. But we have to give ourselves permission to do things differently because our priorities are different than someone who doesn't have kids or someone who has a full team and a nanny and this, that, and the other, who has childcare or different things like that. If you're a mom who's a solopreneur, who also is technically a stay-at-home mom, your priorities are different. So you're going to do things differently, and that's okay. The other thing that I, again, reflecting is that I'm no longer chasing the 10K months. I've had high income months. You know, I put in the work to hit those income goals and stuff like that. But it was a lot of work. It was exhausting. It took up too much of my time and energy. And so one of the things that I reflected on was like, why am I chasing 10K months? Do I actually need 10K months right now? And when I looked at, you know, what my needs were, what my family needs are, and different things like that, I don't need to be striving for 10K months. It's just an arbitrary goal. You know, we've had that thrown at us, you know, hit 10K months. Like, that's the golden standard. But it's not for me. You know what I want? I want a business that allows me the freedom to homeschool my kids and be fully present. I want a business that adds to my life, not takes from it. I want a business that allows me the creative freedom, but also allows me to be able to serve the women I'm called to serve and just gives me, or just really just brings peace in my life, not chaos and drama and confusion, overwhelm and burnout. You know, like that's what I want. And as far as like the income, I want to be able to pay my bills, you know, be able to help support my family, and to be able to do Starbucks runs with my kids when they want a cake pop, because my kids, they love cake pops. That's what I want to be able to do. And so I don't need 10K months to do that. And so I share that to say is that, like, really at the end of the day, sustainability and peace matter more than running yourself into the ground to achieve some arbitrary goal. And so I want you to ask yourself, like seriously ask yourself, why are you trying to hit 10K, 20K, 30K months? Like, is that something you really want? Is that something you really need? Is that something you can really put in the work to achieve right now? And really thinking about what you would have to sacrifice to make that happen. Like, be for real. Because that's what I had to do. I had to be for real. And I'm not willing to sacrifice my kids to make that happen. I'm just not. I'm not willing to sacrifice my marriage to make that happen. Okay, that was kind of like my riff and everything like that. But I did want to kind of reintroduce myself. So a part of this whole reflecting and again, just looking at my business over the years and what I've been doing, what I want to do differently and everything. So I originally was calling myself a marketing without social media coach, but I don't really feel like that truly reflects what I do because I don't tell my clients to market without social media. I really help my clients in a few ways. I help them make social media fun again because we take the pressure off of relying on socials to build their business. Or for those who really do just, they're anti-socials, they don't want to be on socials, I help them build out that marketing system that allows them to do that. And so basically, I help them have that freedom of choice and that flexibility. So instead of calling myself a marketing without socials coach, I'm a social media optional business strategist. That's like a tongue twister right there. But that's what it really boils down to. I really help you build a business that's social media optional. And I don't really coach you. I give you the strategy. I give you the plan. I help you figure out what platforms make the most sense for you based on what you're already doing, your current capacity, how you enjoy creating content. That's all part of my framework and my process that I teach inside of the Social Media Detox Club. Like the very first module I have you guys go through is the non-social media marketing plan and where you really, you built that out. And so as a social media optional business strategist, like I'm not here to tell you to get off socials. I'm not here to tell you you don't need to be on socials. I'm here to show you what your options are outside of social media. So that way, when you do want to take a break, like right now, just the craziness that has been on social media, you know, it's triggering. When you have those times where you just, you don't want to be on socials, you can do so peacefully because you know you have a marketing system that's going to continue to work whether or not you're posting content online, you know, whether you're showing up daily. That is what I help my clients do. So that is it for this one. This went longer than I was anticipating, but if you listen to this and maybe you're in a season where you're just like, you know what? I do want to build a marketing system that is made for my real life, that doesn't require me to be glued to my phone, that continues to work even when I'm offline. That's what I help you do inside of the Social Media Detox Club. So you can join us now. It's $37 a month. And there's just a 3-month minimum commitment. And when you join, you get to book a day in Voxer with me where I work with you one-on-one for the day to really help you flesh out your non-social media marketing plan. So you can head to mamaturnmompreneur.com /membership to learn more. I will also link this below in the episode description. All right, Mama, I'll catch you in the next episode. Hey, Mama. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to hang with me. I would love to keep the conversation going. So head to mamaturnmompreneur.com/marketingwithoutsocials to join my email community. I share even more tips and strategies for building a business that doesn't rely on social media and one that fits your current season of life, as well as more behind the scenes of mom and business life. All right, Mama, that's it for today, but I'll catch up with you again next week.